Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
First up, more Spotted Cow. Now, New Glarus Brewing Company announced yesterday that it will break ground on a $55 million, 65,000 square foot hospitality addition. The addition is going to include hospitality, brewing, distilling, and retail facilities to match customer demand and visitor demand, says the company, according to a news release. The brewery is also in need of additional parking to accommodate the number of guests that come, especially on the weekends, to New Glarus. More specifics about the addition are going to be made public at an October 29th groundbreaking ceremony. New Glarus is located right on State Highway 69, founded in 1993. Employee-owned company, obviously known for selling its beer only in the wonderful state of Wisconsin. They produce about 230,000 barrels of beer annually, ranking 12th in total sales volume among craft breweries nationwide. Spotted Cow, by the way, if you buy it at our wonderful airport, Milwaukee Mitchell International, 12-pack there is $26.99. They're kind of getting that visitor crowd. Total Wine has a 12-pack of Spotted Cow for $15.79. I checked Target, $15.99. Let's go a little bit more local. Ray's 12-pack bottles of Spotted Cow, $17.98. There's your beer check. Check-in. Price check for this morning. All right, number two, how much is your internet bill? The federal government wants to hear kind of about the funkiness, if you will, on your internet bills. Those extra fees, if your streaming and surfing goes above the monthly data limit. Last week, the FCC announced that it's looking into the impact of data caps, the limits that some home internet providers impose on how much data you can use each and every month. You might be charged extra if your household and your kids go over that limit. So consumer advocates have been saying for years that these data caps are just totally unjustified, and it's just another way to add more revenue and another line item to our bills. So advocates hope that the FCC is finally going to do something about it. You can check your current plan's broadband consumer label to see if your plan has a data usage limit or a data cap. Each label includes a section that will give you the full disclosure. FCC.gov has all the information. A little deeper dive here. Spectrum and Verizon, at least locally here, generally don't have data caps. But if you use a provider like Xfinity or Cox, depending on where you are, some of those do have data caps. So keep it in mind as you look at your bills, FCC.gov. No matter what, I always suggest that you call your internet provider like every 6 to 8 months and renegotiate. Or at least say that you're going to change. You never know. You could save $5-$10 a month on your bill. It's worth taking the time. Sometimes it's 20 minutes on the phone. But there is my consumer connection for the day. Can I go one more? Three up? All right, we're going to do it. I noted yesterday that Flower Girl and Flame is going to reopen its brick and mortar on 81st and National Avenue starting November 1st for dine-in, carry-out, and delivery 5 days a week. You can't beat their Wisco margarita pizza, just $15, 10-inch wood-fired pizzas. They finish it with this beautiful ring of local honey, do 900 degrees, 90 seconds. Great food trucks. They do a lot of local business around in the farmers markets and area events. But now it's great to see that Flower Girl and Flame is going to reopen its brick and mortar right there on 81st and National Avenue.